Views and opinions expressed on this podcast aren't reflections of I'm Not a Rapper, MBMMC, Dollar Tree, Black Hitler, food stamps, Tyler Perry, KFC, and the Jewish people. I don't want to wait for all this to be over. I want to know that now. What will it be?
Sometimes I'm called the Antichrist. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I'm called the asshole. Mm-hmm. I'm over here with Black Hitler.
Yeah, that's me.
Fucking Hitler. Fucking make this start over.
And this is Naj, and sometimes I talk too much, apparently. I'm just going to say hi.
Kevin. I'm Kevin. I don't talk that much, so I'm good.
That's
Missy.
Hey, this is Missy. Melissa.
And
I'm
welcome
in the
P. And
plain
old Tierra.
Welcome,
Tierra.
Hello.
Hello.
Thank
God for Tierra.
Thank God for Tierra because we appreciate her presence.
So, why weren't we on last week? Why did we miss one?
Yeah. So, last week, I know for the
let's stop sugarcoat. We got locked up. We got a B&D on
Denny's. Oh,
Denny's?
Denny's.
Denny's. Or Denny's, yeah, because they don't like black people, so. So, yeah, we decided to do a B&D all day. We stole a few strips of bacon, pancakes, yeah. We mosey on down to one of my ex-girlfriend's houses, done the B&A.
Did you have to say mosey? Yeah,
did you have to say mosey?
I'm sorry, that's the last time. I'm sorry.
And Melissa belted this out last week. Melissa belted this out.
Yeah, because she wasn't there.
She was there. She's a good person. She went to church.
But yeah.
Praise the Lord. Raise the dead.
Man, I say something about that shit.
Raise the dead?
But you don't get struck by a lightning. You just can't be saying that shit on Sunday.
It's okay.
No, it ain't.
It's okay, because I can't stop in churches, okay?
I drive you home. It ain't okay.
We can't even go in churches, chicken.
Exactly. I start smoking, poof.
Well, all right, we got to test that theory out
there. This hoodie is red.
So, why weren't we going there?
We had some technical difficulties that we had to overcome, but we shall overcome, and we have. So,
what, Jesse? Jesse looked in the cage?
Jesse? That won't happen again. And by the time you hear this, we will have already been on for a week, so, yeah, you'll know we're back for the 6 or 5 people that actually listen to us on a regular basis. A shout out to Malika for the sad face when she found out that we weren't having a podcast.
Oh my God! Somebody missed us.
Malika, we're sorry.
We miss you too, Malika. We got Malika in here.
We'll send you a
Is Malika cute?
Whoa! All
right. Well,
did we just promise a fruit basket?
I'm gonna give us some flowers.
All
of a sudden we're made of money.
That was on everybody's mind.
Exactly.
Is she cute? Because then she deserves a fruit basket.
But yeah, we won't have that problem again.
So, what's our first topic we're going into?
I just want to start off by saying that I think that niggas are too free.
There goes.
I'm just gonna throw it on. If you wanna follow this conversation, then you can hashtag on Twitter, hashtag, you know, niggas are too free. So this past week I was listening to Pandora, which is like the Antichrist of radio. And I was on the Stevie Wonder channel and Coolio's Gangsta's Paradise comes on. And I'm like, wait, this is a Stevie Wonder song.
That song won a Grammy, okay?
Coolio ruined Pastime Paradise. Niggas are too free. Because people let him get away with this. Now, that's where it started. So as it starts to marinate, I start to put these thoughts together in my head about how niggas are too free. Now, let me explain this. I'm not saying that all niggas should be in jail. Some of them should be. But not all of them. I'm saying that the niggas that are free are too free, or they think they're free. They have this illusion that they're free. Like, oh, just because you don't have a chain on your ankles means that you should put a chain on your neck.
But you have an iPhone instead to track.
Exactly. Because you put the iPhone in the palm of your hand, and it's just like having an ankle bracelet on. Because niggas are too free. Niggas are running around, you know, doing all this craziness and nonsense. And they're like, yeah, we finally made it. We made it to the mountaintop that, you know, Martin was talking about because we got Barack Obama as the president. He's not even all the way black. He probably wouldn't even shake your hand if he met you. You niggas are too free. He made it.
Shit just got real.
We didn't make it. he made it.
Man, Obama would shake their hand, man.
No, he'll fist them.
Situations where, you know, people talking all this, you know, like all this gangster stuff in their music and in their life, you know, how hard they are and what corners they stand on. But Stephen Sabor, a 25-year-old black man, got his ass whooped in front of a Chinese store while he was waiting for his food, and they said that he was loitering because he was waiting for his food, and a crowd, not one, not two, like 40 black people stood around and watched the cops whoop his ass for no reason because niggas are too free. They too free. They just think that, oh, okay, he just had to do something to make them whoop his ass because there's no way possible that he could be, you know, an innocent black man getting beat by the cops. So we're just going to stand around and watch. You got Troy Davis. Oh, niggas thought they was so free and that they was going to free Troy Davis in one day on Twitter. They thought Twitter was going to get Troy Davis off death row.
I just want not to cut you off, but there's no way in hell they was letting that man
exactly.
free. I was trying to tell you black people that y'all not going to OJ the situation.
Yeah, not on Twitter. You're not going to free somebody on Twitter.
Wait, I have a question. But when the day they do, you know, you always hear, you must not kill, blank, blank, blank. When they do kill blank, 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 what the hell are people going to do? That's what I want.
And that's the.
I want
to go back on. Yeah.
Exactly. They're not going to do nothing because niggas are too free. They don't have any fight in them. They lost the fight. There's no.
Well, let me just.
No,
you got to explain the facts of the situation. Like, he shot a white cop in Georgia in 1980 back in the day. They didn't think he did it. So that means if they trying to say he didn't do it, they gotta go find the person they think who actually did do it. That motherfucker's long gone.
With Troy Davis' situation, they didn't have any proof that he did it. No proof. They had one eyewitness who recanted his statement. They had nine eyewitnesses. Eight of them had recanted their statements long time ago.
But
and the last eyewitness recanted his statement. And they still were like, no, we're going to kill him anyway.
But with a dead cop, they wasn't reopening that case.
Yeah, that's the truth.
That's what I was trying to tell people, if you look at the same type of situation with Mumia,
it's the same type of situation. They don't have any evidence that he did it. They placed him at the scene. Because he was a Black Panther, he did it. And that's the same thing with Askia. If they beat Askia because he was a black man standing outside of a Chinese store waiting for his food in West Philadelphia, normally he would be selling drugs. But he is not a drug dealer. So he got categorized as a drug dealer. I mean, and he got his ass whooped.
F'd up, but true.
And it's because niggas are too free. Because had I been there, and of course, you know, that like everybody can say, oh, if I was there, I would have did this. But I can't stand around and see somebody get their ass whooped who's innocent. Like, it's just not possible. Like, it's just not in me to do it. And it's not saying everybody should just go beating up on cops. But I'm saying if you see something that you know is right, then you stand for what you believe in. Don't just fold because everybody else is
folding. Honestly, I pull out my video phone and record. I ain't jumping in it.
And that's what one person did. One person, but it's three cops and it's 50 of y'all. Right. And y'all just watching. And then they want to complain about it. And there's 50 people there, and they're like, oh, man, that's so messed up. I can't believe they did that. Yeah, and you stood there and watched. You didn't do nothing about it.
People don't realize these cops actually, they have somebody to answer to. Like, they have they have internal affairs also. They have to stand on trial as well. Like, their jobs are at risk also. So, like, there's no room for bad cops as much as it used to be.
But
you know what I'm saying? If you know your rights, if you know your rights and you take it to court, yeah, I mean, they have somebody they need to
But
answer.
The issue is that, like, like, the people that are involved with, like, police brutality, how many of them actually know their rights to know that they're doing something wrong? And cops turn themselves in. They're going to be protected even if they're wrong.
Exactly.
They're going to switch up the story and say, say this.
Yeah, and they're not always protected.
And majority of
them. I witnessed it myself. Three shots fired in the air or whatever, and in the midst of that, somebody got hit, okay? But the cops came, he went outside just to get his ID, and the cops, you know, profiled him and everything. He said, I'm a cop, I can go back inside my place and show you the badge. They wouldn't let him. They put him down to the ground, cuffed him up, took him there and everything. You know, he finally got that settled maybe about 4 months later, and he's a cop, though. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, that's a rare occasion.
It very well could be, but that lets you know that, you know, there's probably, like, it's probably a different platform nowadays as opposed to where it was, like, 1960s or 70s.
I mean,
like
it probably
that.
Is, but then, it, like I said, who the people that are involved in these crimes, but mm-hmm. It's, like, not going to waste our time or just throw them in there. You know, it won't be taken as serious, mm-hmm. I believe. If it was to happen to, like, a white guy, not to say, like, if a white guy was outside waiting for his food, they say he was loitering, kicked his ass, all those cops be fired.
But if
I do it.
Well, they know the right people. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You'll never hear a black person say, I'm going to call my lawyer. You understand?
Yeah, exactly.
You'll never hear a black person say, I'm going to call my lawyer.
So it's like,
just to end this off, I will take it there. Kevin, do you have a lawyer?
Why would I have a lawyer?
Exactly. All right, not all white people.
I don't got one on tab or something.
I just want to say this prison system, you know, it contains a lot of people that are innocent, and some of you niggas need to be locked up. So I want to say free all political prisoners, free Mumia, free Face, and free Biggie. And move on to
the free Big Meech, so the movie can come out.
All right. You know what? Let's just move on. What's the next topic?
I want to see the movie.
That's all I'm about.
So this week, I don't know if y'all heard, y'all should have heard by now, Chris Paul actually might be a Laker by now.
No,
but,
yeah, it's all done. First, they had it set up that where Paul Gasol will go to the Rockets, Lamar Odom will go to the Hornets, Chris Paul will come to the Lakers. Mm-hmm. The league stopped the trade, and they tried to resubmit it, and now they just you don't want to do it.
Yeah, it's too much.
So Chris Paul is not going anywhere. And however, they just traded Lamar Odom to the Mavericks for some draft picks.
Yeah, and that's because Lamar Odom said that he wasn't going. Like, he didn't know about the trade. He found out about the trade when everybody else did.
And he didn't want to play for LA anymore.
He said he wasn't going to practice.
And now
he's about to cry at the press conference and all
that. That's because he's a canny and bitch. Like,
he is a little bitch.
He used to play for the Clippers, so he's not used to
it. Mr. Kardashian, that's what the problem. He's trying to get
it's called
a
business.
Reality episode. Little faggot, stop acting like that. Right. Play ball.
It's okay to call straight men the F word. Okay? So, no, I just want to throw that out there to readers because we're all gay people sexually challenged. We're all the gays. I'm sorry.
Hold on, we say nigga, faggot, and all that. So, we say nigga, I can't say faggot.
To straight men, yes. That's what I'm saying. It's okay to say about straight men.
Man, they be alright.
All right, you had a Rainbow Coalition at your door. Hold it up. Picking it at your door.
I will say, y'all better get the fuck off my step right now. I'm playing with your fruity ass.
I'm going to pot of hot bleach on you.
Exactly. I'm going to get the fuck off my step.
Hot bleach.
I am going to go warm up my
bleach.
Yeah,
I mean,
I'm going to
be 30 gay men or something. You better stop calling us faggot. You faggot, man.
my damn house. That's all I know. I ain't playing with you. I put the hose on the hose.
I'm doing a flashbulb formation in front of his crib.
I'm calling the cops. So, like, getting these fruity niggas out the street.
And they won't come till, like, fucking 2 hours later. As he shot, like, two of them.
No, I ain't going to. No, I'm not shooting them.
You think they're going to get the rainbow colors in there? We ain't showing up.
I'm not shooting the rainbow colors. So I'm just going to say, like, y'all not helping the situation. Y'all make me, like, dislike y'all more. Not saying I don't like gay people. I respect gay people. Eric, what y'all do. However, you know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't got nothing against y'all liking men when you a man, liking chicks when you a chick. But just say, I mean, keep that shit like at a respectable level. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh, like, if you a chick and you like chicks.
It's cool. You can dress like me and all that. Yeah, you like the joints, like, don't try to fight me.
All right, I'm putting it to you just like this. I didn't think I was never going to say this to anybody, but butch dykes make me want to fight. Not all of them, but
so you
sometimes.
See money. What?
No, listen.
You got a hairy mouth, though, because I might agree with you.
When I get around butch dykes, right, I don't have a problem. You know, they dress like boys. I've been seeing this for a long time. I grew up with some kids I knew was going to be butch dykes. I just didn't have a concept of what it was at the time. But don't start acting like too over male-ish around me, because I know you got a vagina. At the end of the day, you still got a vagina. And you can like girls all you want to, and you can have a fade and all that other stuff. And you can wear baggy dickies and all of that. But you are still a woman. And I don't feel like you should be able to address me as if you're a male. Like, if I'm looking at the girl that you with, I'm complimenting you. Like, yo, you got... Like, that's something nice. But don't look at me like I'll fuck you up, because I'm not above hitting the butch dyke. I might not hit a woman.
I'll punch a butch dyke in the mouth. Just because if you step up to me, like, in that manly manner, you best believe.
They're going to kill us all. They all going to show up.
I'm just keeping it funky.
Are the foot soldiers of the gays.
Oh, God. And same thing goes for gay men. Like, I just feel like dudes don't be dressing like no girl, ex snapping like, and you a dude, so don't look at me like that.
Exactly.
I'm chill.
Yo, what was the name of the soldiers in, Toy Soldiers or Small Soldiers? They had the buzz cuts.
What, the little green soldiers?
Yeah, that's the butch dice. The ones with the buzz cuts. Anywho.
Chris Paul.
We talking about so Omar. Lamar Odom plays for the in-store. Lamar Odom plays for the Mavericks.
I know, we got off topic.
Honestly, it was Blair's fault.
Yeah, my fault. My bad. I'm not gonna say anything.
Antichrist
gonna say,
don't say
that
word. I'm like, faggots. Society can't do that. People be saying words all of a sudden it's a curse because they don't like it. Like, midget is offensive. That's the fuck one.
Like, yeah, because Kanye West, white people say nigga.
Like, yeah, man, say that. Midget. I don't care. I'm not calling no little person. Call me a nigga. It don't matter. I'm not going to get upset.
Honestly,
you're not going to say it to my face.
If there's any midgets listening to this, honestly, is midget really more offensive than little person?
The boy name off the show was Midget Mac. An obvious midget on a dating show. Don't call me little person Mac. I'm Midget Mac. Double M, bitch.
You call little kids little person. You might say, that's so cute.
Little person, young man, young lady. You ain't going to call no grown ass man, young lady because they short.
Wait, a little person, that's a metaphor.
Chris Paul is not going to the Lakers.
And we wrap it up.
And just to like bring it full circle, we talked about the prison system a little bit. This week, they let Mumia off death row. Seth Williams, the Philadelphia district attorney. I mean,
He was selling t-shirts in high school. That's your cousin.
Yeah, the free Mumia t-shirts and the candy.
Yeah.
Wherever you get money.
But they let Mumia off death row, and they were advertising it in the media as if he was being free from jail, but he still is given life imprisonment because Seth Williams said that he doesn't have a doubt in his mind that Mumia did it. But to keep him on death row and to keep having all these appeals is going to cost the city more money than the situation is worth. It's basically, and that's from his own mouth. He made a monetary decision to take him off of death row because Mumia's bread is long. And he to keep doing these appeals, and people going to keep supporting the movement and keep, you know, paying the lawyer to appeal the situation. It's going to keep costing the city money because they can't prove it. They can't prove enough to kill him, or they would have killed him by now.
They've been doing this since I was like in middle school.
Exactly. Right? No. He's been locked up for 30 years.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I remember this growing up on death row for 30 years.
So if you got somebody on death row for 30 years and you can't kill him, then, I mean, I guess you might as well let him go. But my thing is that he should be free. Because if there's not enough evidence to kill him, then there's not enough evidence to give him life imprisonment, which is the same thing. It's just a slower death sentence.
But the reason they're not killing him is not because they don't have enough evidence. Because if there was enough evidence, they would have then he would have won any one of his appeals.
Yeah.
It's just that they keep coming up with more and more and more and more appeals.
Yeah.
So it's not like he's never been found not guilty.
Well, but with his appeals, he wouldn't. The way the system works is that he wouldn't be granted an appeal, or he wouldn't be granted a new appeal if they hadn't proven
they got to find something wrong with the original trial or new evidence.
They've had all types of mistrials going on where there was information that was input that shouldn't have been input, and there was like all types of different things going on that he should have been freed, but because they have like we talked about before, because it was a cop, and because, you know, his family is so influential in the city, and because they keep having their own rally saying that they should kill him is why they won't free him. And they're just going to keep the trial going on because they feel like he did it. Or they don't know who did it. Or they just want to blame somebody. And says he's the person that's being blamed, and they would just want to keep continuously trying to keep him in prison. And so now he's doing life. There was a rally for Mumia on Friday. And it's ironic that the announcement that he was being freed from jail, and I'm making air quotes, was on Wednesday when the rally was supposed to be on Friday. So it was like in the same vein of how when John F. Kennedy made Martin Luther King have the March on Washington. I mean, it was to curb an actual grassroots movement that was going to take place. So now with this announcement that Mumia was being off death row and being free, it was supposed to make everybody say, oh, I'm not going to the rally now. Like, mission accomplished. But just like, again, when George Bush landed on that that aircraft carrier, it's the same thing. It's like
with a rocket pack.
Yeah. The mission is not finished yet. Like, it's still not done. He's still in prison. He's still innocent. So, yeah, free Mumia.
Free Mumia.
And, yeah, we're going to take a break. And we'll
be right back.
It's all right.
Yeah, you did.
Stole his job.
Falls, lights off, but we bracing goals. Crack a smile and amidst the gunfire, then they arrive. realize how nice you are. How nice I am. For the right price I can make your shit try to get them inspired somewhere out like Japan or out Belize. Accents overseas with accents overseas. Break it down, you don't believe. Come alive, y'all. It's do or die, y'all. Suicide boss. Come alive, y'all. It's do or die, y'all. Suicide boss. Choose one.
And we're back.
It never fails. It gets funnier every week.
It gets right. Creepier every week.
All right. It's like the Saw guy.
All right. So, let's
play. You want to play a game?
Yeah. You want to play a game? I got a game for you. What up? Yeah, it's a lot of cash. Put the lotion in the bash.
All right. Yeah, we got to go.
All right. Now we're getting older.
For sure.
So, yeah, we're back. So, we're talking. This one, we're talking about Jay-Z versus Fred Hampton Jr. About spit. Offensive, the quote.
Yeah, okay, so.
I could just rap it.
Kevin
told me just to grab the mic and rap it. I don't know if he's setting me up to look like the man is setting me up for failure, huh?
The man is setting you up.
How fucking predictable. And here I go falling for it. My opportunity at the top, I'm going to rap on the podcast and I'm going to make it. And you gave me that dream.
Exactly.
All right, let's play from Black Excellence.
There goes your dream.
Watch the Throne.
Thrown in play.
iTunes is reject, but it's on Watch the Throne. It's called Murder to Excellence, Kanye and Jay-Z. So we're going to play the clip that has Fred Hampton Jr. so offensive. No, that's not it.
That was horrible.
I arrived on the day Fred Hampton died. Real nigga smoked the fly. And December 21 is supposed to die. So I'm out here celebrating my post-demise.
And we put crabs in the barrel.
So.
What up, blood?
So, yeah, Fred Hampton Jr. was at a. Jay-Z is here, by the way. That was live. Smooth. Yeah, Jay-Z's here, by the way.
He just wanted to hear the rest of this song. Like I did.
But yeah, so Fred Hampton Jr. was. He took an exception to the line where he says, I arrived on the day Fred Hampton died, real niggas just multiply. Because he says that that Jay-Z should have said Fred Hampton was assassinated because Fred Hampton was killed by police officers in Oakland. For those who don't know who Fred Hampton is, he was a black political activist in the Black Panther Party in the 60s. He was killed during an FBI raid. Well, no, he was murdered during the FBI raid. Or he was assassinated during the FBI raid.
Yeah, we don't want him to be mad at us.
Yeah, make sure this is correct.
We're small.
His birthday, I mean, he was killed on December 4th, and that's the day that Jay-Z
slave. That's what was born. Call you.
Yeah, and he called him Slave Z.
I feel like
also, speaking
of which,
this week for a Classic Friday, me and Najee did Jay-Z, so you can check that out on the website. We should throw that in there. So he called him
Slave
Z.
This would be not this week.
Oh, all right. So it was 2 weeks ago of a Classic Friday. We did Jay-Z.
That screwed up everything.
Yeah, I mean.
Spit internet services with crickets, so just.
But, yeah, so that's pretty much how that went down. He called him Slave Z. I don't really understand. I'm pretty sure Jay-Z was offended by that.
No, he wasn't.
He was at the University of Chicago.
I'm pretty sure
Jay-Z
didn't even hear this.
Yeah. Jay-Z's probably like, what? What?
He said something about me?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's your Jay-Z voice?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. You gotta work on that.
But, yeah,
my man Hov can't catch a break. He's trying to educate the masses, and he still got, like, they don't want him educating the man
because
he
said, yeah, because
you said a dead instead of assassinate.
Exactly, because if you listen to the next line on the song, I'm going to go into it real quick, just so you can hear where he was going with it after that.
In the barrel to ensure your survival, you're going to end up pulling down niggas who look just like you.
Like, he's not on some, you know, yeah, pop bottles because Fred Hampton died. He said if you put crabs in a barrel, and then you're going to end up pulling niggas down that look just like you. Meaning that you're going to pull down your own people by trying to, you know, trying not to help people. And that's basically what the whole.
So, question.
Yeah.
Is it safe to say that Fred Hampton Jr. is doing the same thing right now? He's pulling them down?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Like, he's trying to pull Jay-Z down because he big, like, there's many people who don't even know who Fred Hampton is in his generation. There's people that don't even know who KRS-One is. And that was even more recent. Like, but, yeah. There's plenty of people that don't know who Fred Hampton was. So he just brought some attention to Fred Hampton. That made people look up Fred Hampton. People like me that are really into lyrics, if I didn't know who Fred Hampton was, I would look it up and see, oh, he was born. I'm like, he died on December 4th or that Jay-Z birthday. I would look it up and see who that is. So, I don't know. I don't understand Fred Hampton Jr.'s angle by, attacking Jay-Z for that. I mean, now, if he would have said, huh?
Attention?
Yeah, but if he would have said something like, okay, he called my father a nigga, all right, that would be different. Yeah. But he was saying, he said died instead of assassinated. That's like,
you're not really, dead.
Now, there is a difference between saying that Biggie and Tupac were assassinated and killed. That's different. They weren't assassinated.
They were killed. Yeah. They were murdered. Killed. Okay.
Yeah, now that's a difference, but nobody's going to be offended.
They're still alive.
Tupac is. Yeah.
He's on an island.
He's selling CDs on 57th
Street. I know.
That's where Shy got Washington from.
His name is Tupac.
But no, I think it's a little extreme. I feel like, you know, that's not that serious for him to say that.
Yeah, he must be coming up with a book or something.
What that?
Yeah. So now, and then on to more things that don't make sense, or things that make a lot of sense, actually. So this week, also, well, 2 weeks ago, the Maybach, the Mercedes Maybach, excuse me, because Maybach is just how niggas say it. The Mercedes Maybach has been discontinued.
A car that was around for 100 years, yeah, a German car.
And Rick Ross ruined it in 2 years. 2 years.
Honestly, I feel as though we can blame this on Rick Ross.
It took him 18 months.
He needed a record label with
Maybach Music Group. Like, I think that this whole like Maybach Music thing started off as a joke. Because he has those two white girls on the thing, you know. Hey, what is this? It's Maybach Music, you know. Okay,
I like this
funny.
Maybach Music.
Yeah, it was sweet. Funny. And then after a while, it just like it spiraled into something. it was like the snowball going downhill. And next thing you know, his label is called Maybach Music Group, and they're using the same logo as the Maybach on the chains and all that. But. And what they're trying to say is they took the Tommy Hilfiger route, and they're trying to say that it's because of sales. Because in 2003, the market like took a dive. You know, the Rolls Royce and Bentley are selling more than the Maybach. So, you know, and they released the Maybach 62, and that was only for rappers. You know, the Maybach, a size 57, was just fine for, you know, regular people that were rich and wanted to drive them in. It released the 62 because Rick Ross couldn't fit in a 57.
He knew when to
yeah, he couldn't fit in a 57.
Oh. I'm glad somebody died. Yeah. I was waiting. Bumps. I was counting down.
Bumps.
Fat.
Exactly. So, yeah. So, now there's no more Maybach. We'll never get to see that white convertible one that everybody has been looking at.
It's a damn shame it's irking me every time you say my balk.
Yeah, because that's how you say it.
I know, but that's why I'm mad, because that's how it sounds.
Yeah, because we so used to saying Maybach. I just rolls off the tongue. I don't know.
Yeah.
Thanks, Ross.
Yeah, thanks a lot. I would probably ever get to drive a Maybach anyway.
Look, I want the option.
Yeah, but I want the option.
All I need him to do is, I don't know, have Tyler Perry in a few videos and retire him.
Yeah,
discontinue him.
Everything.
That's something we can agree on. Mark my words. I can't stand Tyler Perry.
Niggas are going to get iPhones discontinued.
Why you have to get Dodge? Why you have to get Dodge?
Because he got an iPhone right next to me.
Okay,
but
sure.
But niggas are gonna get iPhones discontinued. It will happen.
Yeah, once I went to, because you know why? Metro PCS getting them next year.
Yeah, you lying.
I'm lying.
And you believed it. But you believed it, though.
Yeah, I did. Because Sprint got him, and that's just like Metro PCS. It might as well be Cricket or something. Like, it's like the same thing.
All right. Then I have to bring something to attention. Missy, you come on now. What are you doing?
Where is this? Is this kindergarten?
I kind of noticed that you acting like the orphan kid we finally let play. Yeah, I know. Just doing weird shit, but you got to adjust to it because your parents are not around.
What's going on, Missy? Huh?
Are you playing with... Okay, like, she got spit hoodie on because it's kind of cold in here, not really. Right. And she got, like, don't you know the clips you use for the chips? She got two of them on her sleeve. And she put one on Blair hoodie.
He's gonna put one on my
head. I don't know what type of like Mike moment she having over here. Hey, some magical chip clips or something.
She needs attention.
Why is that poor mom? Blair has been picking on me this whole podcast.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Blair keeps picking on me.
I'm talking about Maybach.
The whole podcast,
Lurky,
picking
he said
on me.
She was having a light. Y'all notice she ain't say shit in a while. She in that little lion witch in the wardrobe closet.
Patrice O'Neill, comedian Patrice O'Neill, he passed away on November 29th.
Oh, that's Patrice O'Neill?
Yeah.
Damn.
I told you, you know. Once you see him, you know.
He was most recently, if you saw the Charlie Sheen roast, he was most recently on there where all of the comedians on there were talking about him having diabetes and being dead soon. And 2 months later, he has passed away from diabetes. So I hope all you fuckers feel like
Wait, didn't he have
right
a heart
now.
Attack?
Yeah.
Well,
still attributed to him.
Okay, I was wondering.
To his diabetes. He just got
Didn't he get hit by a car? Oh, yeah, he still died from the diabetes.
The diabetes, they walk out in the street. Car,
all right, brother, that's wrong, y'all. Last thing Adam did, y'all really fucked up. Y'all talking about me. That's fucked up, all right?
Yeah, don't be trying to put out. Don't be trying to, like,
you know what?
Yell on us now.
Yeah, I'm breaking down y'all.
No,
hell
no,
with,
you ain't. No,
yeah,
we ain't.
Yeah, yeah. If I'm going to hell, we all going to hell.
He had a stroke, though, not a heart attack. He had a stroke.
I love the 90s. Right. I'll never be the same.
Yo, exactly, because he was one of the, like, he was...
No, he was the best.
That was pure... Time out. That was pure sarcasm. Like, being sarcastic.
But
he was the best one on there.
He was the best one on
He was, yeah. He was funny as shit.
But, yeah, so yeah, I hope all you people at the Charlie Sheen roast feel like shit.
You know what? They're going to say that the next roast, they're going to be like, oops.
Right?
Yeah, exactly.
And everybody going to be cracking the fuck out. If one of them niggas go up there and say, oops, I'm going to be no more.
Yo, because at the roast, Seth MacFarlane?
Yeah,
he was talking about how he wrote Charlie Sheen's obituary and he just took like Amy Winehouse's and changed a few words. I'm like, oh man, she just died. Like, damn, y'all are ruthless. I'm like, y'all are
But that's Family Guy, dude. He's
exactly.
They expect him to do that.
Oh no, Patrice O'Neill got in his ass though. He got his ass. He told him that I've been making the same jokes on Family Guy since it started. But rest in peace, Patrice O'Neill. If you haven't seen his latest stand-up, The Elephant in the Room, it's hilarious. Like, you have to see
it. I'm pretty sure they're going to show it now.
Yeah, they've been showing it. I'm just on Comedy Central. But, you know, Comedy Central with the fucking Gestapo. So,
yeah.
Wait a minute. We're going to skip that? Comedy Central being the Gestapo?
Yeah, your people.
Yo, Comedy Central, they censored Donald Glover's stand-up to a half hour, and it was really an hour special.
Yeah, that's like 45 minutes.
They do it with, like, everybody, though. They do it with, like, they did it with Kevin Hart. They did it with, who else is special did they short in? And I'm not going to say it's race, because it might not be race, but it seems like every time I see a Dane Cook special on there or something, it's completely unedited and it's like an hour long with no commercial breaks.
Yeah, I think he doesn't even like curse as much as.
Yeah, I mean, it all depends on what they talk about.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Because, yeah, a whole lot of black comedians make up.
I love Dane Cook.
Because I could see them.
I like Dane Cook. Oh, no,
I was playing. I don't.
I can see them.
He is. I do like Dane Cook. He's quite douchish.
Kevin, how do you feel about Dane Cook?
I used to like him when I was younger.
So look, when it comes back around to Kevin Hart, you just look. Nah,
I love Kevin
Hart. Yeah, yeah.
As you should.
Yeah, Kevin Hart's awesome. Because
I would know more about Kevin Hart. Say no. All right, what's the next topic?
No, we're going to break again.
Oh, all right.
Oh, we're going to break?
Yeah, break.
Oh, man. All right, bye.
So he changed his name from Tommy Hill.
I've been touching your feet way too much.
And I'm not making this up. Like, this is right here. While Anaji and Kevin are playing footsie. But, yeah, Tommy Hill was murdered. He was not assassinated. He was murdered. this past, well, he was murdered in Philly. If you don't know who Tommy Hill is, he was in a group called Ram Squad. I'll post a song with this podcast for a frame of reference. They had a song,
Gangsters
Up In Here. I see nothing but ballers up in here. So,
yeah.
Really? Did that just happen?
Yeah. Tommy Hill is famous.
We had a Box Channel moment.
He used to.
Nice.
65.
Box.
So 65.
There was 60 on mine.
That's when Ram Squad was popular.
I know 60 on mine.
I used to order ballers up in here 3 times a day.
Nelly was in the video.
So you were that guy.
Nelly was.
You were that guy.
Always I went to the remix. Yeah, that's right there. That's all.
Mama gonna. All the other bullshit he used to say.
Somehow in there, their career went bad, and Tommy Hill started working with the mob. Now, this is not me snitching, because this is like perfectly, public information. He even went on Star and Buck Wild.
This is probably what he said, too. Before he snitched.
He said,
we ain't hanging out with him.
He used to work with Joey Merlino, who is a reputed mob boss who worked with Frank Natale and our old gym teacher.
Frank Natale!
Oh
my god, they about to kill our gym teacher.
wait, just let me tell this story real
tell
quick,
the story.
Right?
Yeah,
right, real
quick.
I'm sorry.
That was
so, our gym teacher, we didn't mean to.
Rashad didn't mean to.
Yeah.
Yes,
exactly. You started the conversation. So. Our old gym teacher, Frank Natale, and his father's name is Ralph Natale, and that's who used to work with Joey Merlino. So Ralph, when Tommy Hill snitched on the mob, then Joey Merlino went, he got locked up, and Ralph Natale went like hidden because he was some type of snitch too. Our gym teacher,
Frank Natale,
Frank Natale,
and Bartram Braves football coach.
We are going into the gym. One day, and there's somebody else there. Now, our school didn't have a gym. We had to go to the main building of Bartram to go to the gym because we were like
poor.
Lab rats, like brain from for picking the bread. That's how they used to treat us. So, Frank Vitale stopped showing up for chemistry class. He stopped showing up.
And
we see him in the hallway.
There was a white van parked across the street from the school for like a week. I swear to you, I am not lying. A beat up white van just out of nowhere.
It was like a month.
We're just sitting there.
Yo, he stopped showing up at practice. he was the head football coach.
He was just gone. Witness protection.
Like one day happened, he left early and he just never came back after that.
Conversation here.
Put her back. She's choking on water. Don't die.
I'm drowning.
We have a kiddie pool in here for the ladies.
Only for the ladies. Just imagine them sitting here in a kiddie pool.
Yeah,
holy shit. You got on the knit hat, a fucking Dodgy Collar hoodie, and then the kiddie pool freezes.
When the weather broke, we gotta do a podcast in the kiddie pool.
Yeah, for real.
That'd be banging.
But so Tommy Hill was killed in the uptown section of Philly at the where was he at?
Rubens.
A Rubens bar, excuse me. Oh, that's Melissa's favorite
Mount
spot.
Mount Airy.
Yeah.
It was a shooting in her hood, and she is so proud.
She's so proud it was a shooting in her hood.
Yeah,
by the way, Ram Squad stands for the Rich and Owlet Mob. For the Richard Allen Projects or whatever. So
that's not there anymore, by
the
way.
Yeah, that's gone. Now it's the John Street area of stuff because everything's named after
that's
John Street
called,
over there.
John Street
area of stuff. So Tommy Hill was acquitted of all his drug doings with the mob. He ran to Atlanta because that's where he thought he was safe. He didn't start coming back into Philly, or he wasn't publicly coming into Philly until he went on the Star and Buck Wild show a few months ago. He came back into the city, and he started going on different radio stations. And when he was on the Star and Buck Wild show, he started talking about how Young Chris from State Property is also a snitch, and he talked about
Tommy Hill being
a snitch. And he talked about Beanie Siegel being a snitch and him calling Tommy Hill a snitch. And he talked about Oskino being a snitch and him calling Tommy Hill a snitch. Now, Young Chris did a little interview. I don't think Beanie Siegel ever responded. But Oskino did a whole hour-long show about Tommy Hill on, what's that radio show that used to come on? Batcave. He was on Batcave Radio with the people on there. And he did an hour-long special about how Tommy Hill is this and Tommy Hill is that, and he was like talking about different things going on with the situation, and how he took offense to you know, the things he said, and that he's not a snitch and he did his time, you know, and stood up like a man, and nobody could never find his name in no paperwork or nothing like that. So then Tommy Hill goes back, he does his YouTube videos, and they had an ongoing beef. So then Tommy Hill leaves again. He comes back to Philly most recently. He's saying he's here to stay. He's moving back into the city. He goes out to celebrate that night at the place.
Ruben's
Bar. And he was shot there, and he died in the hospital. He was shot in the parking lot.
Yes, the reports say he went out to go get some money to pay for his tab, and then four men came in with masks over their face, and they basically killed him when he tried to fight back, trying to take back his money or whatever.
Yeah, but what is also another story, you know, it's the city with 8 million stories or whatever. Or, I mean, that's New York, but I mean, whatever. So
streets talk.
Yeah, streets talk. So that he tried to leave without paying his tag, and he was on his way out to the car, and then the barmaid followed him out to the car, and she was running behind him trying to tell him that he didn't pay for his tab because she was thinking he was drunk and he forgot. And he went to turn around to come back in, and then there was some dudes out there trying to rob him. So it could have been that he was going out to the car to get the money, or they could have changed the story to since he was killed or whatever. His funeral was December the 10th, I think it was. I'm not sure about that. That's when I saw somebody post a picture about it on Facebook. Apparently, there's a lot of people that say, fuck him, die, he was a snitch. But there's also a lot of people that weren't so vocal while he was alive that are, like, sad about this thing happening. The same people that called him a snitch and he was doing all this stuff are the same people that now, that they pretty much got him killed, are, you know, sad about it. Because if the people, and this is my thing about the whole situation, if the people that were calling him a snitch behind his back didn't make him comfortable to his face, then he would have never thought it was sweet enough to come back to the city and socialize. But people have like a real funny way of leading you to the slaughter, and this time it just happened literally. You know, they pumped him. Oh, no, it's cool, man. You know, nobody's worried about that. You know, that's the past. You know, that's just something that happened. And next thing you know, now he's dead because these people that he was partying with, somebody set him up. There's no way possible that somebody just so happened to try to rob him out of all the people in the bar. I mean, they knew he was going to be there and the situation. Now, whoever that was, I don't know nothing about that. But I just know that to me, it seems like it was some type of setup.
So that's your account of what happened, Mr. Lambert.
I mean, that's the article that I've read on all hip hop. Article,
correct. Article. Keep that article.
Sounds pretty detailed for an article.
Yeah, no, it's a great
written by Eric Blair.
What?
Exactly, written by Eric Blair.
Mm-hmm. He's behind a Maybach writing the whole time. I mean, Maybach.
Right. Now, we have a special...
You rolled the shit out of that conversation.
Oh, another special segment from Miss Melissa.
Alright, let's just start with the beginning. Yesterday was a very good day for me. I went to the movies to see that new movie, The Sitters. How much is it for a movie ticket nowadays?
$20.
$10 a pop.
It's like 12, something, yeah. It's like 10 to 12, yeah.
That's fucked up.
Because I would do some shit like that. I'm taking this change. Fuck it. She'd be alright.
She can afford this movie. She be alright. She won't miss
that. She looks fine.
She wanted to go see it anyway.
She won't use that for popcorn.
You a Drake, man. You a thief. That's fucked up, man. You going to people's purses and shit.
I ain't going to any purses.
No, Drake goes in people's purses. Yeah, they'll check their messages.
Oh, yeah, that's right. See,
Drake going people's purses. What kind of person is
phone. Yeah, he was going through a phone. Let's see what kind of person it is.
So, we go to the movies. I'm there with my boyfriend. Oh. In front of me, there's 8, you know, thick. All right, there were eight fat women.
They were, hey, eight, they were eight so deep.
16
eight
people in front of you.
So fat women equals two people. Rashad Lambert said it, not Eric Blair.
Now, the center is a comedy. You know, the star, I actually like him. I think he's pretty funny.
I forgot his name.
Jonah
Hill.
Jonah Hill.
I know. I thought the same thing.
All right, so I go and I see a comedy. So I told you, there's eight fat women in front of me. In front of them, there's two, you know, regular sized women.
Regular size.
Well, we can't say regular because there is no such thing. So there were some slimmer women in front of them. All right, so the movie, you know, we're like what, an hour in. It's about to go off, and then, you know, they start laughing. The girls in front of the fat women start laughing. Then all of a sudden you hear, shit's not that funny.
Oh, man.
American-sized chicks got angry.
So one of the fat women, you know, pretty much chumped the women in front of them for laughing. So I whisper over. I said, wait, this is a comedy. Am I allowed to laugh at this part? Is this okay? And I'm just sitting there and I'm listening to the two of them go back and forth. So they're arguing in the movie theater. And one of my pet peeves is black people in the movie theater who don't know how to fucking act. Now, how much is a movie ticket? I'm sorry, I forgot again.
$10.
$10.
$20, they keep the change.
$20, they keep the change.
Yeah. Oh, what theater was it?
$15 if it's 3D. All right.
Part of it is my fault because, you know, you always gotta be wise about where you go. Like, if you
know. Oh, you went to 69th Street.
Close.
She went to the worst. Worse than that.
Close. Delaware. I went to the Pearl.
Oh, you went to 40th Street?
I went to the Pearl.
Oh, no. Tickets to the Pearl.
On Temple Campus.
Oh, the Pearl. That's the bridge. Oh, you went to the Pearl at night?
Yeah, at night. 12:10.
Yo, you don't go to the Pearl at night. 12:10. After the 2:30 show, you don't go to the Pearl. There's no point.
It was horrible. Like, why is it that any public setting, like, we can't just, like, conduct ourselves in such a manner? Like, it just gets ridiculous. It's like, dude, everybody spent, like, $10 to get in this joint, and...
Wait, can I correct something? You say black. Let's change that to ninjas. Ninjas. The N-word.
Ninjas.
Because niggas are too free.
Exactly.
Good way to bring it around. Niggas is too free.
Niggas being too free.
It was ridiculous. But, you know what? I can't front. I didn't want to see a fight go on. I was like,
you ain't dead.
It was fucked up.
But then again, it's like a Kevin Hart moment.
I know, exactly.
It's like a Kevin Hart moment. All those big women and then y'all two right there. Come on. You just got to bring it in. Like, you know what? I don't even want to fight. That's all just
But love. How could they hug him? They wouldn't even get around. They're like, okay.
And nerving them sit right next to each other in the aisle, all that congestion.
Yeah.
Did they have a seat between each other? Because they should have a seat between one another.
There was no seat between.
God bless somebody had to go to the bathroom. Everybody drank with a full load.
Yo, whoever had to clean that theater was probably trying to switch with somebody. Like, no, yo.
They all got their own tub of popcorn.
He's like, I don't want to clean
you
that.
You better not ask for none. You had yours. I know fat people don't like to eat. They just like to taste different things.
Good one.
Takes a lot of things.
They like variety when they eat. So they just can't eat chicken Alfredo.
That's why they always eat the buffet.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It makes sense.
Buffet, so, they can just party.
The point to your rant.
Point to my rant. Learn how to behave, nigga. Shit. Like, yeah,
damn. That like, wasn't Mount Airy. That was more like. What's so boring? Coming out.
That's more like Bill Cosby coming out.
Yo, true.
You had my permission.
Wait, niggas are too free.
Niggas are too free.
Oh, you so because you pay for your ticket. That mean that you could go in a theater and put on a show.
That's a problem with black people. Yeah, you pay for you get access to everything. Yeah, I go back there and get my own, but I'll pay for this ticket. Bro, you cannot.
I seen little kids do that at the Pearl, at that same place.
I had a little kid serve me before. I'm like,
I paid to come in here. Like, you can go in here and stay with that
one.
You can't, like, because I see it a lot with the customers. Like, you go eat somewhere, like, they want all this extra service. Like, yo, why do you think, like, you deserve this?
$7.
Yeah, like, what do you think you are?
I'm not going to give you open bar. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You open
bar.
No open bar.
Get broke ass out of here.
This shit would go insane in the movie.
Trying to get anything
in. No, that shit would be crazy. It would be Mortal Kombat.
Like, yeah, man, niggas are way too free. It's too many, like, it's too much, like, they
came
just
out stronger.
Just become, like, niggas have a sense of things should just happen for them. Just like, you shouldn't work for anything. Things should just happen. So, yeah. All right, because I paid for my ticket now, I can go in this movie theater and yell and start a fight.
And roll up.
All this stuff, yeah, and roll, like, all type of stuff. Just because you paid
wait
for your
minute,
ticket,
wait
you,
a minute,
you don't
I'm
own
sorry.
The
Let's
theater.
Let's stop real quick. Roll up, though.
And you can't
you
restart
to
the movie if you want to.
Smoked it in the theater?
No. I have.
Yeah,
I've been to
I
a
have.
Couple movies.
It's not real. It's like
people have sex in the movie theater. People do all types of shit.
I really
shit
was
in the
shocked.
Theater.
I was like, yo, they really smoke.
Yeah,
the movie
yeah,
theater.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like
it's not a whole public outside.
You did that
before
the show started.
The worst part, when I went to go see it, it was like how high we was watching. I'm like, wait a minute, what?
I'm
wait, is the movie 3D?
Yo, the room just gets so cloudy. You're like, what the fuck is going on? And you just see it.
He said, "You just see it,
like son of a
and
bitch."
And really be looking like, "I'm just looking like, yo, these niggas is crazy." Like, yo, like,
yeah, because niggas are too free. Oh, okay, because we is legal partially in Jersey, and you think that, oh, if I go to Cherry Hill Movies, that I can smoke? No, nigga, it don't work like that.
Don't
work like that.
This is yeah, a, man, and then, yo, I was at the bridge. They was doing that bridge when the bridge first came out when it was all fancy spancy and shit.
No, they not had no they anymore. Had high top security in that joint.
Exactly, like it was a club
you had
movie theater.
Twice, like it stubbed twice, like it was
right.
They had
annoyed
me. I'm like,
they had a signed seat to
no,
you sit right here, sir. But I'm with a person. No, you sit up here. Your book takes two different times.
They tell you where to sit.
Fuck
yeah,
you.
Like, get the fuck out of here.
Where would you like to sit?
Oh,
this is
see rush hour.
See rush hour.
Maybe that get anybody.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I was going with 6ix9ine to do the same thing.
All right, what's the last top?
Man. So, for the three people that listen to us,
wait, we got up from one.
Yeah. Yeah, for the people that listen, we talked before about the anti-piracy bill that's going to, you know, that's going on now, that they're trying to make it so you can't download things on the internet, because that's a big problem now, I guess, for people. I mean, I don't do it, but I mean, for people that do it, it's probably a really bad thing. So they had a rally or like some type of fundraiser for the it's called the SOPA bill. I don't remember offhand what it stands for. RIAA had like a holiday party, and it was a rally in support of this bill. And Snoop Dogg and Wiz Khalifa performed that. Snoop Dogg, who was like 50-something years old and still able to rap because of rap blogs and stuff like that. And Wiz Khalifa, who wouldn't be a nobody if it wasn't for the internet. He didn't just go from Pittsburgh to Amber Rose, which I'm not really sure if that's an upgrade. But
that's successful.
And like, he didn't do it by himself. He did it because of all his fans on the internet, on like social networks and things like that. And he did it from them being able to download music and download his music freely, because nobody was really paying for it until he released a Cushion Orange Juice,
mm-hmm.
His last album, I think it was.
His
mixtape. He released it on iTunes, and people actually started buying it, but all the rest of his stuff was free. So it's not really like he had a whole lot of support. And if it wasn't for being able to download stuff on the internet, then I don't understand, like, why would he even do that?
I mean, it's like, I feel as though, like, the industry's found a way around this illegal downloading shit. Like, just drop a whole bunch of mixtapes, like, for free, and you still get money off performing them and shit. Like, you had to adjust to the time, because you're not going to ever shut this shit
ever.
Down.
Ever. Well, that's not possible.
As soon as you shut one down, another one pop right the fuck up.
Uh-huh.
And then it's going to take y'all a minute to find it. And then by the time y'all find it, you already got another one and another one. You just gotta work your way around it.
It's crazy. And just like the simple fact that like Wiz Khalifa will support that. I mean, I understand that they probably gave him a nice check for it, and I'm all for, you know, getting your money, because I understand that they doing this music to support themselves and all that. So I'm all about, you know, taking a check. But, like, every check is not a good check. And you really about to, like, set yourself up. That check, that one check is like gonna set yourself up for failure.
Fucking dark skin Drake.
I want him to text you back, but who the fuck is that?
Yeah, it's crazy. I don't know. Yeah.
Oh.
Okay then.
That's a rat. That's a rat. Wait a minute. Dark skin Drake texts me back.
Dark skin Drake?
Yeah.
He thinks the snow is beautiful? Is that what he texts back?
Missy, you can't catch a break.
At all.
And this is where we end.
Just know that this is somehow your fault.
Yeah.
And I just don't know how, but it probably is.
Yeah. And just know that when the podcast is going on, this conversation is not really over, but y'all just can't hear the rest of what's about to go on right now.
Just know that I don't be partaking.
Don't worry. It will be saved in the extras.
Yeah.
All right, guys. We're moving on to the extras. So catch y'all sometime.
Adios.
Oh, now you want to say something?
Peace out. Hey, she almost drowned. All right, you give her a break. You give her a break.
Right, right.
Worst idea for a fool. All
right, y'all.
Cause ignorance is bliss.
I'm not. love scared me. And I know, she knows, that I'm not fond of asking, that you are both.